Now time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith has 2. Bobcats and Adam each have 3.
Okay. Faith, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In the largest automotive recall in history, Japanese company Takata recalled over 33 million vehicles for faulty blanks.
Airbags.
Right. This week, the Justice Department ordered 5 big blanks to pay over $5 billion in fines for antitrust violations.
Banks.
Right. On Tuesday, lawmakers in Nebraska approved a bill that will abolish blank.
Death penalty.
Right. Blue Bell Ice Cream announced that it was laying off a third of its workforce after the blank outbreak halted production.
Listeria.
Right. A Chicago man is suing a McDonald's after claims that he was served blank.
A Ronald McDonald's hair.
No, quote, an unreasonably dangerous chicken McNugget. On Saturday, former presidential hopeful blank lost a boxing match to Evander Holyfield.
Mitt Romney.
Right, despite reports of minor accidents, Google announced that they would be debuting their new blanks this summer.
Driverless cars?
Right, a man driving a stolen car in San Francisco called 911 to complain about blank.
The air conditioning.
No, he called 911 to complain about the police who were chasing him. Around 11:30 on Tuesday, police in San Francisco received a report that a man in a stolen Honda was driving the wrong way down the highway. So they responded, and while they were chasing him, he called 911 to complain about the fact that the police were chasing him.
It's a reasonable complaint.
He said,
very annoying.
Stop chasing me, I'm going to crash. And he took the time, this is true, to point out that he was using the phone's speakerphone function because driving with a cell phone in your hand is against the law in California. Bill, how did Faith do on our quiz?
Well, Faith got 6 more for 12 more points. She has a total of 14 in the lead.
Wow.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Bobcat has won. He's elected to go next. So here you go. Fill in the blank. Just a week after a train derailed there, Amtrak is resuming service between New York City and blank.
Philadelphia.
Right. On Wednesday, the Syrian city of Palmyra was taken over by blank.
ISIS.
Right. After weeks of debate, the Los Angeles City Council approved raising the blank to $15 an hour.
Minimum wage.
Right. According to a nationwide assessment test, 25% of American 8th graders think that blank is ruled by an evil dictator.
Russia.
Canada. On Tuesday, Robert Kraft said the New England Patriots would not challenge the NFL's decision about blank.
Inflatable balls.
Right. Deflategate. After leaving the show last month, David Lynch announced he was returning to Showtime's reboot of blank.
Twin Peaks.
Right. A South African man has been labeled a terrible boyfriend after a video emerged of him blanking at a wedding.
Hitting on the bride.
No. The video, it's actually of a British man who was in South Africa. The video shows him lunging up and knocking the bridal bouquet away from his girlfriend as she reached out to catch it. Video goes viral this week.
Could be any number of reasons for that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's allergic.
That's no, yeah. And apparently what happens is the bride is walking down the aisle and she sees her friend sitting there and she tosses the bouquet right to her. And of course, traditionally, who catches the bouquet is going to get married next. And as this happens, and I recommend the slow motion version if you can find it, the boyfriend sitting next to her lunges across her and bats the bouquet away to the ground.
There was a bee in it.
That's probably it. Bill, how did Bobcat do on our quiz?
Bobcat got 5 right for 10 more points as a total of 13.
All right. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
Adam needs 6 to win.
All right, Adam. This is for the game. A grand jury in blank indicted the 6 police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray.
Ballmer.
Right. Like most Americans hoping to land a new job, this week Hillary Clinton joined blank.
LinkedIn.
Yes. On Thursday, Senator Rand Paul ended his 10-hour filibuster protesting blank's surveillance programs.
NSA.
Right. According to a new study from NASA, the Antarctic blank could collapse within the next 5 years.
Ice shelf.
Right. A man in Denver accused of violating a protection order showed up for trial and named blank as his defense attorney.
Oh, he had a pet with him. It was like a cat.
No, it was a stuffed owl named Solomon.
Right. Yes.
Sunday, AMC aired the series finale of their hit show, Blank.
Mad Men.
Right, a bakery in Italy filling an order for a 9-year-old's My Little Pony birthday cake mistakenly made blank.
My Little Stoner.
No, a My Little Tony birthday cake.
Oh.
Now, I know what you're thinking. They just misspelled pony and they just had a T instead of a P. No, They thought the 9-year-old wanted a cake commemorating the 1960s era British Italian crooner Little Tony. So the little girl looked at her cake. Happy birthday, my little Tony, with a full color image of the singer, not Twilight Sparkle. And we presume that for the first time, she felt that deep, confused disappointment that marks the entrance into adulthood.
Too soon.
Yes. Bill, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam got 5 right for 10 more points with a total of 13, but with 14 points, Faith is the winner this week.
Congratulations. Yay!